Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Madison. In this episode, we Zoom with Parker McCollum. Parker had just made his debut on the Grand Ole Opry. We would obviously talk about that. His big number one hit, Pretty Heart, had just gone platinum, and we would feature new music as well. Lots of great stuff to talk about with Parker McCollum on our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Watching a video for that, which I did before we featured it this morning from Parker McCollum, To Be Loved By You. It just occurred to me, Kelly Sutton and Charlie Maddox, that if Parker McCollum had been born in London instead of in Conroe, Texas, he could have been James Bond. I mean, look at those sunglasses. Look at that look that the women are looking for. Oh, my. Yeah. You go, son. You go. Why don't you just go all the way to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry and make a debut? Why don't you?
Oh, we did. We did. And we are so honored to have done so.
Well, we were watching you back just a few minutes ago. So tell me what was running through your mind up there, holding that guitar in your hands and realizing that after 28 years, your dream had come true one day to walk on stage and play the Grand Ole Opry. And no pressure, you're opening for Rhonda Vincent in the next segment, who's about to become its newest member. It was a big, big night, wasn't it?
It was a big night, and Rhonda, I got the pleasure to meet her, and she's just the sweetest lady I've ever met in my life. And it really was just a crazy experience, and all kind of, you know, now that it's Monday and I'm looking back on it, it just feels like, I'm like, did it really happen?
No, when we're seeing these pictures, Parker, I saw the picture that you posted on Instagram. You're looking at the circle. Your toe isn't even in the circle. You're just on the outside of it. And that moment when you put your foot in that circle, what did you feel? Because, I mean, Bill and I have heard these stories about people saying they really get goosebumps or they feel electricity when they're standing there.
Yeah, for me, it was kind of slow motion. And that picture is actually when we were sound checking. I didn't want to stand in the circle until I was actually playing. And so, to actually step in the circle and sing a song I had written, and have all my friends and family there in the crowd. And, it's something I will never forget. And I just really hope they have me back.
I think they will.
Parker, I mentioned that, you're 28 now and this particular dream has come true. What a lot of people probably don't know is you've been putting out music since you were like 2021, actually putting out albums and music that's still available if people go back and do a little homework and research on you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've had two independent albums and then put out my first EP on a major label this past fall. So it seems like it's been, 1 year, but it's been about five, I think, or six, maybe.
Yeah. So tell me about the story behind Hollywood Gold, because a lot of people are hearing as they listen or as they watch this morning, hearing this story of how that album title came to be, because it's very personal to you, I know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and really a lot of it just had to do with, I think the label was running out of time. They needed a name for the record. And so it was really on my mind, and I couldn't make a decision on what to call the record. And I was home seeing my grandma, and she was telling a story she had told my whole life. I've heard her tell it, my mom tell it, my uncle tell it. And it was about this old cutting horse that my granddad way back in the day had bought from Australia. and shipped it over to California, and they drove out to California and got it. And, you know, I mean, all time A1, genetic, you know, freak of a cutting horse. And so they got the horse to Texas, and long story short, ended up getting stolen. And I think it took him about a year of, he'd go out, you know, late at night and drive around town looking for the horse. And it took about a year, I think, before they found it. But while my grandma was telling the story, I'm sitting on the couch going, how's Hollywood Gold never made it in a song or any kind of, how we'd never drawn any inspiration from it. And it just kind of dawned on me. I was like, we'll call the record Hollywood Gold.
Well, now we know, and I love that story. I had heard it before, but I know a lot of people listening and watching right now have not. Kelly?
You know what, Parker? I just got to ask this, too, because there's so many people that are listening. You know, Texas has this vibrant music scene, and we love hearing all of our Texas artists. And then Tennessee has our scene as well. And I feel like there's always been, like, this little rivalry. I think it's a love, you know, like kissing cousins rivalry kind of thing. But there's still a little bit of rivalry there. And you've got one foot in both worlds. So you're kind of like this bridge. Do you feel that at all?
I don't know. I don't really think about it much. You know, I think had I been born in, you know, South Dakota, I'd have still, you know, found some way to get in a bar in a honky tonk with a guitar and play songs and try to grind my way, you know, towards what I wanted in life. But I can't stress how grateful I am just, you know, for the state of Texas and its music scene and how much support, you know, we built our whole career there, you know, for a number of years. And then, but my goal was always to come to Nashville and sign a major record deal. And I wanted the kind of the self validation of, you know, to know I was good enough to make it on this level and in this town. And I wanted the self validation to know I was good enough to make it in Texas. So it's something I'm really grateful for, but I don't know if there's too big a rivalry anymore. I think everybody's, as long as your music's good, I think they'll show you some love.
Okay, but which barbecue do you like better?
Texas.
Okay.
Oh, them's fighting words.
That's right.
Those fighting words.
Yeah, hey, you go Texas. No, you're not getting, pork is not going to be your first offer.
That's
I got
right,
news for you when you cross
right.
that Texas line.
Get some brisket.
It's going to be beef brisket. Hey, was it your grandfather, your father? You told some incredible stories. First time I heard you about the ranch work that you did. That may have driven you more toward a career in country music than a ranch life than anything else, because as an underage kid, they worked you like a mine mule, I understand.
Well, I can remember telling my granddad when I was little, you know, I want to be a ranch hand when I grow up. And he'd just kind of freeze, you know, in his steps right there. And he'd say, no, you don't. Go do something else. Go across the world. Go do this. Go do that. You do not want to be a ranch hand for the rest of your life. And boy, was he right.
You know, Parker, Bill and I joke that the older we get, the harder time we have judging time. You mentioned releasing first music maybe 5, maybe 6 years ago. I'm actually going to take you back to 2013. When's the last time you heard this one?
Oh, golly.
Hey, Parker, it's called the internet,
yeah.
And it lives forever.
Yes, it does.
Well, Charlie loves to find those, man.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. And people awesome. Thought they had gotten rid of all those copies many times, too. It's like, how did that resurface? Well, Parker, I've got about 30 seconds to congratulate you again on your Opry debut. We look forward to having you back. I know what a special, special day. You said something about it's been a long way from playing the barn at my grandparents' house as a kid growing up. Yes, it has been. And we're so proud to have you be a part of 95 years of WSM and Grand Ole Opry history. And thank you for joining us on Coffee Country and Cody Buddy.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate y'all.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee Country and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.